Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton. Welcome to Big Squid. On today's Chitter Chatter, the fabulous Adam Richard is talking to me about Anzac biscuits. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. The last time he was on Chitter Chatter, he was really informing us of what we've got to be careful about putting in our coffee. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go and find out by going back to that episode. Adam Richard, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, I was talking about rationing and making cakes out of potatoes. So I want to talk about a similar situation which happens with the Anzac biscuit.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you know this, but the Anzac biscuit originally had no butter in it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Because butter goes bad. And it was, they were designed for the Anzacs in World War One to be sent over. And it's like, here, have a biscuit. Mum's made you a batch of Anzac biscuits. So, you know, you can have something to nosh down on. So, yeah, originally there was no butter in it because that would have spoiled. And there's no eggs in it because that also goes bad. But the current recipe, you're allowed to use butter.
Right. Obviously.
But the recipe for Anzacs are absolutely, like, it regimented. Like, you are not to deviate. If you want to call them an Anzac biscuit and put the word Anzac on your biscuits, you have to adhere to a recipe that is administered by the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, they are in charge of the recipe, to the point where Subway tried selling them the Anzac cookie, as they ridiculously tried to call them. It's like,
oh no,
a cookie. It's a biscuit.
Yes. That is reprehensible. You can't call it the Anzac cookie.
It's un-Australian. They tried to make an Anzac cookie. And the Department of Veteran Affairs is like, what is in these? This is not the recipe. We said, well, they're like, yeah, it's just gone through our normal processes and all that, you know, that kind of bull dust that big companies say when they're fussing around with recipes. And they're like, no, then this isn't, you can't use the name Anzac. Like, this is not, like, this is just an oat biscuit now.
Right.
That you're calling an Anzac cookie. It's not right. And so they just stopped making them. They're like, well, we can't make them to your stringent standards. It's like, it's not that hard. It's like four ingredients.
Yeah. What are the ingredients then?
Well, it's oats, golden syrup, bicarbonate of soda.
Yep.
Butter. And that's about it.
That's it.
Like, that's the whole lot. That's all there is.
And that was too much for Subway.
It was too much for Subway. I think because they wanted to put, like, you know, preservatives and all that. Because they wanted to keep their biscuits around for 14 years. And it's like, well, then don't make the original recipe from World War One. They last forever.
Yeah. That's the whole point of them. I didn't know that. So what kind of trouble can you get into if you start, you know, adding
Use the name Anzac without consulting the Department of Veteran Affairs. Otherwise, some very angry diggers will be on your head.
Far out.
They're going to come round. They're going to bring all their mates from the RSL, and you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. No two up for you. Have you eaten an original Anzac biscuit?
No. I mean, I don't imagine it'd be that bad. Like,
yeah.
Essentially, if someone told you they were making a vegan Anzac biscuit, then you would be pretty much eating the original style. Although they probably used animal fat back in the old days.
Right.
But, you know, if you just used a vegetable oil instead of butter, that's, you know, more than fine.
You'll be fine. Wow.
Yeah, a peanut oil, something like that, if you wanted to make them properly vegan. But, yeah, a vegan Anzac biscuit would almost definitely conform to the Department of Veteran Affairs guidelines on how to make a biscuit.
What I love is it feels like I'm picturing that there's some guy that they, you know, they send out. Oh, yeah. These people are selling Anzac biscuits, and then we better send Reg out. And then Reg goes to that town, and he's just, you know, taking little nibbles of each one. Wait a minute. This has got way too much flavor.
Yeah, no, this doesn't taste like too much bicarb at all. It needs to make you go at the end.
Yeah. This is making me want to just eat another one. Have you put coconut in this? What have you been
coconut,
doing with this?
Yes, you put coconut in the Anzac biscuit. No, that is allowed.
Oh, is it? Right. Yep. Okay. Wow.
One of my favorite things to make, it's recipe time again, is I like to make Anzac porridge, as I call it.
Right.
Which is basically, you know, oats used for porridge.
Yeah.
And so I make up my porridge and then I sprinkle on some coconut and a dollop of golden syrup. So it tastes like a big bowl of Anzac biscuit.
Ah. How
big, hot, wet Anzac biscuit.
Wow. What a patriotic way to start the day. I love it. I did not know anything about that. If there are people out there thinking about making Anzac biscuits and you're adding something that you shouldn't, just...
No chocolate chips in an Anzac biscuit.
Just add a... You can still make those biscuits and just add a superfluous letter at some point. Make it a Panzac biscuit.
Panzac biscuit.
Yeah, a Tanzac biscuit. Then that way you can get away. Just make it a small T at the start, and then that way you can get away with using the copyright.
Don't use the Z. Call it an Anzac biscuit.
Anzac. I don't know how I'd feel about putting an Anzac in my mouth, but, you know, the night is still young. Adam, where can people find you?
Oh, probably in the toilets at the park. On Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram at Adam Richard or Fabulous Adam Richard. And my podcast, daily podcast, Adam Richard Has a Theory, where I mainly talk about Doctor Who, but I do go off on one.
Yes. And if you're going to try in an Anzac, make sure you're deep in the trenches before you give it a go.
Yes, don't have one unless you're well deep in that trench.
Thank you to Adam for bringing another delicious topic to the table. And I'll be back tomorrow with an interview with Christoph Bogax discussing his brand new graphic novel, Under Kingdom. Looks fantastic. So this is a fun chat. So I hope you join me for that. Before I go, a quick reminder for anyone in Canberra, I'll be performing at the Canberra Comedy Club this Wednesday night. That is the 3rd of May. So if you're in the area and free, I'd love to see you there. Also, over at Patreon, I'm releasing another interview this week from my original podcast, Can You Take This Photo, Please? This one will be starring Ronnie Chang from 2013, just before he becomes the Ronnie that the world knows and loves now, and it's great. So there's a bunch of old interviews, actually, from that old podcast that include Tom Gleason, Cal Wilson, and Will Anderson, and then there's a whole lot of other podcasts as well. There's scripts, there's all sorts of things. So if you'd like to be able to access bonus podcasts, big discounts to live events and more, please head to patreon.com/JustinHamilton and you will find a tier that suits you. I hope you have a great start to the week. I will be back tomorrow and I look forward to catching up with you then. Until then.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.